They were called the Golden Girls of the Summer, 20 women representing their country in the world's largest soccer tournament. It was a glorious win by Team USA and a huge celebration. But it's been a long and sometimes lonely road for women to earn the right to compete in the World Cup. 1991, the year of the first Women's World Cup. It was the first time that elite female soccer players could compete in soccer's premier event. The competition was held in China. 12 teams battled for the cup. The winner, Team USA.
Open that! She scores!
Making history with their victory over Norway. It is a disease that has touched every segment of American society, even reaching out to the once seemingly invincible playing fields of sport. Basketball's Magic Johnson, Olympian Greg Louganis, boxer Tommy Morrison, three of the most prominent and public casualties of 15 years of AIDS in America. Just south of Santa Barbara, a lesser-known athlete runs along the cliffs above the blue Pacific. Not just a recreational jogger, Jim Howley runs for his life, fighting his own battle against that cruel disease. The story begins in 1983. At Texas Tech, Cheryl led her Lady Raiders to the national championship in 1993 and reveled in Olympic glory in 96. Now, Cheryl faces the challenge of regaining her world-class form.
Welcome to another edition of Breaking Through, 25 years of the Women's Sports Foundation. Hello, everyone. I'm Maura Driscoll.
Through the years, Cami Granato has been a pioneer for women's hockey, and it hasn't always been easy. Being the only girl among the boys, she shared the same hopes and ambitions. Well, if you can't beat them, join them. And that's exactly what Cami did, pretending to be a boy in order to play in youth hockey tournaments. Even though she was as good as the boys, her opportunities as a girl were limited. Cami's dedication has paid off for her and has paved the way for future generations of female hockey players. Their time to excel is limited, a few short years when the body is at its peak. Strong enough to do the hardest tricks, but small enough to be able to fly. The body still of a child. But at the sport's highest level, the demands and pressures go far beyond childhood. Christy Hemrich paid the ultimate price, losing a 3-year battle to anorexia nervosa last August. Although the Gymnastics Federation had been aware of a growing incidence of eating disorders within the sport, Christy's death forced them into action, creating a task force to address the problem. The year is 1974. A president was forced to bid a nation farewell. And a girl entering the world in 74 was greeted by the news that she would be able to do something her mother couldn't, play Little League Baseball. The aura of winning has always been associated with Pam McGee. She led the USC Trojans to back-to-back championships in 1983 and 1984. In the 1984 Olympics, she won the gold and gave it to her twin sister Paula, who did not make the team. After playing 9 years overseas, Pam decided to take her winning ways to the WNBA. But losses soon began to pile up. The Monarchs won only one game in their next seven, and Pam had to face the reality of losing. Dominique understands compromise and has willingly traded in a normal childhood to pursue her Olympic dream. But no amount of dedication or even talent will take her there if she fears competing before a worldwide audience. In this sport, only the mentally strong survive, but that type of strength must be cultivated.